I treat it that way so that it's better.
I do too.
Welcome back to Nerds, Nerds, and More Nerds. My name is Miguel. This is Travis.
How you doing?
And this is Cole.
Yo.
We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff today, so keep your hats on your head, and let's get to it. Roll the intro. Welcome back, guys.
Hats are still here.
Hats on your head.
I don't have one, but that's okay.
For some reason, that's a requirement this time.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was weird that you
said that.
Mainly because of my messy hair.
Yeah.
And mine, too.
Same. I didn't shave today.
I did.
Good.
Huh.
So, guys.
Yes.
Let's PlayStation 5. Is a thing.
It is officially a thing.
It always sounds funny when someone's like, "Well, I ain't got PlayStation 7 yet, so gone with yourself then." You know, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like PlayStation 7. Come on, that's
no one has ever told me that, but
right. Well, no one's ever said that, right? But I mean, like, to think of like a next gen system with that high of a number, you know, at some point they're gonna have to start merging away from the.
I'm pretty sure, what's his name?
Cerny?
Cerny.
I'm pretty sure he said that it's not a PlayStation.
Right.
That it's a next-gen system.
He has not named it.
By Sony.
He has not named it.
He hasn't named it.
What
so
everyone's, F-word are we...
Everyone is talking about... It being PlayStation 5.
Yeah, everybody is. Just
because that's the
like
thing.
A working title.
Yeah.
Right. But they might change it.
Mm-hmm. They might.
We don't know.
Well, I guess
nobody
we'll have
really
to wait and
right
see,
now.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right.
It's definitely not going to happen this year.
I don't expect it to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah, it's not going to happen this year.
It could happen whenever it wants, really. I mean, you know, take your time with that.
Right.
I've got so many games to play already.
Yeah.
Same. And then you keep back.
I can just wait, you know?
Like, backdating things. Or, you know what
I
mean?
Like a backlog
of.
You know, and now I can play whatever I wanted whenever I wanted to. You know, it's like.
Whenever. Yeah, I've got tons of stuff.
I mean,
tons of stuff to play. So perfect it, you know?
And that's if you only want to be confined to Sony.
Yeah, which I would never ever do. No offense to Sony, but.
Right,
yeah.
But.
Yeah.
You're a Nintendo nut.
I'm a Nintendo nut.
Just look at it.
I like the Sega stuff. This is not Nintendo.
Yeah, none of it's Nintendo. Yeah,
take a look at yourself with your My Hero Academia shirt and your Optimus Prime.
Yeah, almost
nothing
Nintendo
boy.
About you.
You
crazy
boy.
Freak.
Yeah, jeez.
You Nintendo-ized freak. Well, anyway.
But
it is written all over
you. I do like this.
And
Zelda.
You are a person now.
Wow, congrats, bro.
Dude, I really think I'm just going to stick with PC.
What are you going to do with your
PlayStation? Okay, so like, I'm going to play the exclusive games that come out for PlayStation on PlayStation.
Like what?
Like what? What are you talking about? God of War?
Games that haven't happened yet? What are you
doing?
Spider-Man.
Horizon
was only
Horizon out. Zero Dawn? Yeah, come on, dude.
Okay.
Uncharted.
Keep saying stuff.
Well,
what else?
There are a lot of games.
God of War.
There are a lot of games.
Killzone.
I said God of War. Great.
Little Big Planet.
Yep.
What else?
I don't know.
I love that you said Little Big Planet like with an attitude. Cute things. Yeah.
Little Big Planet.
Kitties.
Yeah. Right. How to Train Your Dragon.
No, but PC.
Yes.
Dude, it's just so much better. There's, like, hardly any load times. And it looks pristine. Always.
Whoa.
But did you see what he said about load times for PS5?
Yeah, I saw that.
They're going to increase? Did he say that?
No,
really?
They're going to decrease dramatically.
Yeah.
You guys are both like, no,
stupid. No, come on. No.
Why?
So, okay. Yeah, yeah. I'll tell this one. I haven't talked too much, but... Yeah. Okay, yeah. So during this... during this, like, little interview that was going on, Cerny, he had two setups, like a PS4 and then, you know, PS5. Yeah. It was in this box. You couldn't see it. It was
concealed.
It was concealed. And actually. Yeah. So he put in Spider-Man. Played it on PS4. Fast travel was like 15 seconds loading screens. Popped the disc out. Put it in
this box. Yeah.
This box. You know? So he stuck his hand in the box. And then you just heard, la, 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 and then it ate the disc. Then they did fast travel again. Guess how long it took. If the first one took 15 seconds, how long do you think the other one took?
You guess, because I know.
He knows.
3 seconds.
That's way too big.
0.8 seconds.
What?
Yeah.
What does that mean? So you got from one side of the map to the other like that?
Like fast traveling.
Yeah.
You know, like when you say like, oh, I want to fast travel here.
Like,
you
know? Oh man, I need to go to that market.
Yeah. Basically the loading screen. The loading screen was virtually like gone.
That is the biggest fault of Skyrim. Load screens.
Well, not for long. PC.
Stop it.
I'm saying, dude, I've been playing it on PC for the past week.
And it's pretty cool.
And it is amazing. It is amazing.
Like, for real. Okay, so, okay, wait, stop it.
Wait, time out. Before you say something, do you ever, like, run it to this big guy?
No.
No?
No, because that one looks better than that guy.
Does it look better? Okay.
Yeah.
Smaller screen, tighter resolution. Come on, Travis.
Well, I know that, but this is 4K, right?
That's 4K Ultra HD. That's 4K.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. There's a difference.
You gotta get rid of this hunk of junk. I'll take it off your hands.
Yeah, I'm gonna put consoles on here. Get out of here. But you know, okay, so you go into a town.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
The load screen comes up and it's like a spinning shield, right? The shield is going like this and little facts. Mm-hmm. It does that for what? Like how long?
Like 1, maybe 2 seconds.
You can't even read the thing that said?
Nope.
Whoa.
Can't. Like, barely even tell what the thing is spinning. Like, what it is.
What even is that?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Straight up. That happens.
But.
And not just entering towns, but fast travel, too. Yeah. It's not 0.8 seconds.
But it's quick.
But it's quick.
Okay.
It's really quick.
I mean, it doesn't have to be 0.8 seconds. I'm sick of the 10 seconds it is on a console. I mean,
10 or maybe 2 minutes.
Oh, my Lord.
And you're playing that on PS3, right?
It's been 2 minutes before. It's been 2 minutes before.
Be silly.
I'm not being silly. I'm being serious.
You are being.
I am being surreal.
You are being silly.
Serial.
Listen to your damn. Stereo.
But hey, Cole, you can rub this in his face too.
Yes, of course.
Okay, so the technology.
The technology there.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
The technology in this PS5.
Right.
It's stuff that isn't even available for PC. Like.
Yeah.
They won't get this for a long time.
The solid state drives that they're using for this console is not available for PC. Can't use it.
So you're, these are going to be unique experiences to PC. Yeah. Not to say, I mean, gaming is awesome all around right now, no matter what you play on.
Basically, it's at the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just...
Preference.
Yeah, just preference and then like subtle differences, but it sounds like they're trying to really change stuff up. The other thing that I just remembered that I didn't write down was the new audio features that they were talking about. They were saying that with PS5, the best way to play is with headphones on because they're trying to do a bunch of crazy stuff. Like as far as like when, you know, you take steps, usually it was, you know, like a particular sound in their little, you know, batch of sounds.
Right. Okay, bank, yeah, sound
yeah,
bank.
Yeah, but yeah. Like they're going to match things up with like dynamic moments in the game, like as you're stepping through the woods, you can like hear twigs breaking in certain spots.
The rustling like, of sheets over.
Yeah.
The...
Or like you can hear, or like the enemy can hear you making that noise. Or you can hear the enemy from behind you. You know, just crazy stuff.
Immersive sound.
Yeah, very immersive is what they were describing it as.
That'd be like having like a Walking Dead sort of thing. Like not yeah. like not like whatever the sprinting zombie games that they have nowadays.
Yeah, no,
but I mean like
yeah.
legit real like listening in on stuff, like really honing your ears and onto these things.
Could you imagine like in a more light, like a lighter tone, if there was a Harry Potter game and you had extendable ears?
Oh my god.
And did that was a thing that was a rumor for a while, and I haven't heard anything about that.
Well,
that they're working on a Harry Potter game that's supposed to be some like crazy RPG where you like level really? Up and you keep a you pick a class and
that's cool.
All this stuff. I think we may have even mentioned it on one of the previous podcasts from last season, but it was just
that
a
does
thing
sound,
that
ring a bell
yeah,
for a minute
yeah,
and then we just kind of glazed over.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, it was really just like cares. They said it and then you didn't hear anything else about it.
Huh.
Still waiting for that Avengers RPG that Square Enix
right.
is working
so,
on.
You know, about this PS5 though, because yeah. that's going to cost a whole lot of money, right? Mm. I mean, people can build PCs that run
I mean,
better.
PCs will probably still be like 2 or 3 times more expensive.
Right.
For sure. Yeah. Mm. I think probably the max that they'll probably hit with this is like 500. They're probably aiming more towards 400.
What's the most you guys have ever paid for a console?
$400. Well,
$300 for me for the Switch.
Does PC count?
Yes.
It has to. $837.
But he can. I made him feel better earlier.
No, I said for a console.
PC counts.
Counts as a console?
Yeah. Doesn't.
It's a thing that you play games on. Do you mean a
yeah.
thing that you play games
a
on?
A gaming platform.
A gaming
that's
platform.
PC,
oh, that's
yeah.
all
that's
different.
PC.
Oh, okay. Well, then gaming platform. Now, console.
Console, $400.
Okay.
For PS4?
Yeah.
I paid $200 for mine. But it was on Black Friday and it was years after.
I bought mine right where
I
came
I did a bum a favor and I got a PS2 or a PS4 for $200.
PS2.
I got a PS. I did a bum a favor and I got a PS2.
$200. I got two PS2s.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's sick. You're
oh, no.
sick.
I feel like you can get like 8 PS2s for that much.
Yeah.
This isn't even
oh,
about
man.
PS2s or anything.
Yes.
I know.
Sick.
Man.
Oh, my Lord. You guys are sick.
I can't wait to play some horrible graphics on that PS2 tonight.
That's
oh,
right.
man.
So now, you know what the thing I was going to say about...
Games?
Keep consoles? Yes. Keeping
Life.
Keeping all this stuff Friends. In-house like this, you have almost... an infinite ability with like the sound technology and all these new, you know, immersive like things
yeah.
to just always be updating all your old original titles to the newest platform.
Yeah.
You know, so like the same game could be better than on like the latest generation console than it was on the 4th or the 3rd.
But
or
you
the
know
second.
What?
You know, it's like.
You know what? This is backwards compatible.
That's what I was going to say, too. Yeah, it's backwards compatible.
It plays...
Well, it's going to do PS4.
Right.
Oh, just PS4?
So far, that's what they've said.
Okay.
They'll probably do some wacky, like, PlayStation Now
play.
Type
yeah.
thing.
Everything's going to go digital. You know, like, everything else that's too old, it's all going to go on the network because they want to boost that.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, your PS4 games, keep them if you got them, because you'll be able to still use them, but
yeah.
everything older than that...
Unless you have a PS3, you can play some...
Play
you
the
know,
originals.
Some oldies.
Right.
Some good oldies.
That's what I'm doing.
I still got mine
yeah.
hooked up.
Yeah, man. It's yeah, so bro. Much cool.
I used to have mine.
I'm gonna give you. I'm gonna give you a list. Well, you like to download digital games on your PS3?
Do I?
I'm asking. Do you?
Oh, old ones. I like to.
I'll get you a list of old ones that you can download to the PS3.
Like what?
Like
I've got what I want.
Dude, no, you don't.
Do I?
Do you? What do you have?
I'm confused.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Search your soul and find out if you really have everything that you want.
I downloaded Resident Evil 2.
Pathetic.
Metal Gear Solid.
Idiotic.
Jet Moto 2.
That is so dumb.
Fighting Force.
Oh my god, these are the worst games ever.
Cyber Sled.
That.
Did you ever play Cyber Sled?
I'm just really joking. Good. Yeah. Dude, I'm just picking on you.
Yeah, just super picking on you, bro.
Yeah.
No, I'm just thinking.
And then I've got another one.
Actually, you should probably hit up Colin, too. He'll be able to tell you the exact same games that I would tell you to download.
Okay. It can't hurt to have a list twice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will make an identical list.
It says Santa Claus.
What?
Okay.
Get it?
Yeah. No.
Well, he's got a list, but he always checks it twice. So he might as well have two.
Thanks for explaining that joke. You know who else looks like Santa Claus?
Wow, I got burned.
Old-timey Luke Skywalker looks like Santa Claus.
Yeah, speaking of which, is this the perfect segue into...
Star Wars.
Something that we weren't talking about before.
You got it,
I think it
dude.
Is, yeah. Star Wars Episode 9 trailer just came out.
It is here.
And I must say...
A couple weeks ago...
What the heck?
Okay. So we start this trailer with Rey.
All right.
With Rey.
Breathing.
Yeah, like that.
Just if like you that. Do the whole trailer, we'll run out of time. So go a little faster.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You know,
that's not true.
It was a really great trailer. Spaceships, explosions.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy stuff.
That was the majority.
People whispering, really foreshadowing statements.
Yes.
What does this all mean?
We don't know yet, but we will know when we watch it.
We do know one thing.
We know some things.
Tell us some things that we do know.
Yeah, so, okay. So the very end.
Say what they are.
The very, very end.
You hear the...
Wait.
Stop!
Spoiler for the trailer.
Spoilers for the trailer that you probably already know about, but if you... Okay.
This guy loves
you. No.
Who hasn't seen the trailer at this point?
Well, you haven't seen it.
I just watched it. And you watched it twice.
I watched it like twice today, but I watched it.
And you watched it twice in front of me.
Yeah.
That's the twice times.
No. I've seen it twice.
You said twice.
You watched it 9 times today?
5 times.
7 times? Well, you watched it 6 times now because I watched it here with you 3 times.
Now I'm confused.
That's fine.
Okay.
I've seen it too.
So, spoilers. What if you haven't seen it, go watch it. I guess.
Just remember to click back.
Yeah, we'll link it down in the description. Watch it.
But what if they haven't watched it and they want to keep watching it?
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
Okay.
It's great.
Anyway. What can there be to spoil in a trailer?
This.
Ah, ah, ah. It wasn't me, though.
At the end. Emperor.
Emperor Palpatine.
From?
Star Wars. The original trilogy.
Episode 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
And 1, 2, and 3, of course.
That's
inappropriate.
So that's why the trailer says this is the end. Because it technically is because they're looping the whole thing around to now.
It's like
this emperor coming in, and this is the story.
I don't know. Like the Skywalker family has like been in the thing forever.
Yeah,
all of them. That's what links them all together.
Yeah. Right.
And I think that they're probably going to bring that finally to a close.
Yeah.
Finally.
So who is this Rey person?
So she is... Okay.
I actually think she is a Skywalker.
You think so?
I think so.
You think J.J. Abrams is going to switch it up? Because before they were like, your parents, they're just nobodies.
It was just riffraff and they burned away.
But that they just dumped you there.
They just burned away.
They was just getting rid of
you. Nothing's just like yous, and you ain't going nowheres, and nothing's going on with yous either.
With your life.
And that's right. You ain't no Jedi, you ain't no nothing, you ain't no Skywalker, get lost.
You ain't going anywhere.
Why don't you just get lost?
Yous ain't even a Solo like I am.
That's right, you ain't no Solo. You ain't no Skywalker, you ain't no Chabuki. You get out of here, you hear me?
Oh my gosh. I really. Okay.
You're going to get it.
But, okay, listen. That wasn't J.J. Abrams that made that decision.
That's right.
Call.
Yeah.
That was a completely check different director.
Check yourself before you rickety wreck yourself.
Ryan Johnson? Is that
Who
right?
Who cares? Ryan Johnson.
Throwing blows out here, man.
Throwing blows because that Who movie cares? Sucked.
Whoa.
The only good part about it.
Which was?
Luke Skywalker.
Milking an alien.
Milking an alien?
Luke yeah, Skywalker he milks an alien in it.
Those were the only two good things about that movie. The Ben Solo and Rey fight. What? The fight scene.
Dude, what about the Luke and...
I said the Luke Skywalker.
No, and Kylo Ren fight?
Oh, well, yeah, but like Luke...
That was not a fight, man.
Luke, Rey, Kylo Ren.
It kind of
those characters,
was
great.
Not.
Everything
you don't
else,
think so?
Terrible.
I thought it wasn't.
The fact that they were, like, just following each other. In space. Very slowly. Like, that was dumb. That was the dumbest.
Wait, turn on your signal! Which part? Huh? Which part?
Like the
remember the part?
You know, the part where they're
Duh,
dude. Come
the
on.
The part where the enemy ship is following, you know, the good guy ship.
Oh. And they're just
I don't care about that part.
Like this.
It's terrible. That's basically the movie. It's them doing this.
Yeah, they had him in like a checkmate formation, you know. We've got your balls, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, but...
And then
can follow you through warp speed. So just we better just keep chasing you until, you know, you run out of gas.
Right, and that's all they were going to do. And then what's-her-name was like, no, screw that. And went,
yep, exactly.
Dude, I liked when Leia used the Force out of nowhere. I kind of liked that.
I did not like that.
You didn't like that?
No, I thought it was cheesy and lame.
Yeah. No? I think that Leia, like... I get that she
it
was
a
like,
gimmick.
Using the Force.
She's a Skywalker. She can do the Force.
She can
whatever.
Do anything
hey,
she
I
wants.
It's a gimmick.
Gary Fisher.
John Wright.
She can do whatever she wants.
Why would a Skywalker just be able to have the Force?
I drive a 96 Honda.
I thought the movie was okay.
It's okay. It's just not the greatest.
In summary, it was
movie.
A good film.
Yes.
Miguel, please tell me how much you loved episode 2. Just gush about it, man.
Episode 2 or episode 8?
Episode 2. I'm just saying, like...
That was pretty shit.
Things... Lord. Okay.
That wasn't that great.
So, it's not... It's definitely, definitely not the worst Star Wars movie by a long shot.
Okay, like,
it's
okay,
close
okay.
to it.
Guys. You guys...
It's close to it.
Guys, what about this trailer that came out?
Yeah, let's talk about the trailer.
Okay, trailer.
The trailer came out. Yes, the trailer came out.
And what's going on in the trailer?
Yeah, so the Emperor's
Emperor
back.
Emperor Palpatine is back.
Yes, he's back.
Darth
it
Vader,
sounded like the Joker.
Darth Vader
it did.
Threw him off into that abyss.
Abyss. We didn't see him land. We didn't see him go, you know? He could have... Use the Force.
Or, like, in the comics.
What happened
in the comics?
Oh.
The legends.
Oh, the ones that people write and
draw.
And
draw and stuff, yeah,
use their hands to make.
That Disney might be canceling.
Oh, those.
Those, yes.
Stop. What's dead?
It's dead. Anyway, those comics have the Emperor Palpatine has two bodies. Technically, the one that he is in. And then a second body that he uses in case the body that he is using is dead or dies.
And this
that's dumb. How... Oh. But you know what would be cool? Possibly. But here's what.
Okay, that's one way in.
That's one way in. That's a theory.
Okay.
But it might happen.
Yeah.
Like that.
That almost sounds like what Luke did, but not quite.
Right.
See.
But Palpatine was talking a lot about, like, you know, staying alive after death or whatever.
He was. Yeah. And not to mention...
And he mentioned the degree, Darth Plagueis.
The degree of Jedi skill that it required to do what Luke Skywalker did. I mean...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's pretty...
Pretty cool.
Pretty intense.
Definitely.
Sort of Dark Emperor-ish.
True.
If you ask me.
True.
Pretty good.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So
shut up now.
Yeah.
Lots of action in it.
Lots of action. I really like
Palpatine's the big deal. Yeah, and then really that cool flip at the beginning.
The beginning. When Rey is like standing in this desert planet, which we can only assume is like either her home planet or Tatooine. Maybe
I think it was Tatooine because they're.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, because they're more like. Like mountainy type things in the background versus Jakku.
Right, Jakku was
all flat.
Yeah,
that was it.
So I think it was Tatooine, and then we see who we would assume is Kylo Ren's gloves, just like in this TIE fighter, going the speed of who knows what.
So you think that was him?
Yeah.
Chasing her, and she does a flip over it, and we don't know if it's gonna be a full flip or if she's gonna like. Attack it and stay on to it.
I think she gets like jumping onto it. No, I think she gets the lightsaber and cuts like a slice into the thing, and it kind of like this.
Yeah.
Like that.
Possibly. Takes off an entire wing. Like, and then it just goes crazy, like, and crashes.
Gets like a nice cut through the thing, but like kind of catches him a little bit. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. That'd be cool.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. In the movie.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guess we'll just have
that
to
happens.
Wait,
huh? Also, one more thing.
Yes.
Lando Calrissian.
Yeah, that's an important part,
makes
too.
Makes an appearance.
Yeah, Billy Dee Williams is back.
He is back?
That was him, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was him.
Origio Null.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. With Chewbacca, flying in the Millennium Falcon.
Still like waiting for him to come back and continue his role as Harvey Dent.
Yeah.
Because that's who he was in the 1989 Batman with Michael Keaton.
Yeah, but man, there's no way. There's no way they would pick that back up, which is... that's a funny coincidence.
Side note, they've been talking just in the background about what if they did a Batman Beyond movie and had Michael Keaton be the old Batman, like Bruce Wayne. Huh. That would be sweet. Just a side note. That's all I have for that.
Yeah, that would be cool.
It's something. Cool. But, you know, okay, just to close on Batman, right? Okay, we just kind of fell into this, and I really like Batman.
Yeah.
Who would you guys want to see a Batman villain face-off with that you haven't seen yet that you think would really be thrilling?
Like, which of his rogues gallery do I want in a movie?
Yeah, that deserves more attention, deserves more time, and really just, you know, make it about that and don't think, you know, don't... Think about know. Stringing it together.
Maybe a non-cheesy version of Mr. Freeze might be cool.
Yeah.
You know, aside from that, I don't know.
Only if Edward Norton was Mr. Freeze.
You think so?
I think so.
Boom. That could work, yeah.
They could do,
yeah.
What I got if, it. Okay. Edward Norton. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears peeled.
What if they did a team-up of, like, Man Bat and Clayface? That'd be pretty
matter
sweet.
Of fact, Clayface would be cool to see.
That would be really cool. Yeah,
but Clayface and Scarecrow are more like a duo that kind of piggyback on each other.
That's a good point too. Yeah, that would be cool.
Jedi
Fallen Order
is a video game.
It is a video game. It's coming out on November 15th.
November. And they're saying that the enemies kind of resemble enemies from like Metroid and Zelda Wind Waker.
Oh, that's in yeah.
Yeah.
You think so?
That's what they say.
Yeah. I guess like
what enemies would they be if it's a Star Wars?
I can't remember what they're called, but you can look it up. But yeah, it sounds like they're diving deep into Star Wars lore for the bad guys. But yeah. Basically the story is between episode 3 and 4. Emperor Palpatine said carry out order 66, which is just eliminate all the Jedi. Like now, get them away. And so during this time, Luke and Leia are in hiding. You know, Obi-Wan got them to hiding. So that already took place. But all of the other Jedi that didn't...
They're being slaughtered.
They're being slaughtered on this spot. Yeah. So
just
you're
cut down in their homes.
Yeah. Yeah.
With their children.
Just like that.
Just like that. Slaughtered.
Yeah. That's like terrible. like a pig. Like some type of swine.
Like a dirty animal.
Like a
something like that.
Yeah.
A dirty animal.
Like a you know what
it's
I mean.
A mangy old dog.
Yeah.
Walking up and down the streets of Brooklyn.
He's done
with
dog,
his mouth hanging
done.
Open, he's got the slava and he's doing all the and he's looking at you like he's gonna bite you. Yeah, yeah, like you know the look.
I know
you're
the
doing
one.
It right there.
I'm
look
doing
at
it
you.
Right
yeah,
there.
You look just like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see you. I catch you out there in the streets, dog. I'm going to get you. You hear that?
But yeah, like that.
I hear it.
Yeah, so you play
dog.
You play one of those dogs in the game.
Yeah.
And you're running, you know, from
yeah, run
you
for
know.
Your life is what
yeah.
it is, yeah.
And you know, the whole time you know that like it's kind of hinted at in the trailer, but like you know you have to like conceal your powers because you don't want to draw any attention. But like one in the trailer, one of your coworkers, I guess it's a coworker, starts falling and is in danger, and you use the force to save them
and reveal yourself.
Yeah, now everyone's after you.
Son of a gun.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. But looks cool. You guys should check it out if you haven't yet.
It's for all current systems.
It is only for PS4?
Oh.
I'm not sure if it's on Xbox or not.
Wow.
I think it's only for
PS4. Say what it's called
maybe,
once
maybe
more
it's
again.
On no, maybe it is on Xbox One and PC.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's on something
assume,
that you have.
I would assume it is. Just
yeah.
Disney.
It's not on Switch.
Do you two fellows...
Us.
As Star Wars nerdicals...
Right.
Feel that it's imperative to follow all these side stories? Are you interested in playing this game? Do you think you will?
Oh, I'm interested in playing this game. I think
definitely 100%.
100%.
I think yeah, for some of the side stories, it's kind of pick and choose. Like I don't dive deep into like Star Wars novels or anything.
You didn't
I'm gonna
play,
watch all the movies.
You didn't play Jar Jar Binks' Adventure.
I did not say that.
I played it.
What?
I beat it. I shit on it.
100% did it.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Platinum trophy.
Nice. Okay.
Okay.
Colin
yes.
says that it's on everything except for Switch.
Wow.
So
okay. Sweet.
It's on something so, that you probably have.
There you
have
it.
If you're listening to
you
this
can
podcast.
Go and play it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You turd.
Next up.
What?
The Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian.
Watch your
coolest,
mouth.
This is probably the coolest thing.
It's the thing.
Oh,
so this is like. All
right.
Okay,
oh
so this
gosh.
Is also Star Wars. All of this was revealed over the weekend. So this is going to be on the Disney Plus streaming service.
Oh, snap.
Yes.
Yeah. So
you're very excited.
I believe it's going
That's
to be
Disney
8 hour-long episodes for this first season of it.
8 hour-long episodes?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Not,
and
not
it's
8 hours per episode?
No,
eight.
No, no. It's like 1 hour times
long.
8.
Per long, yes.
What is this? Say what it is.
It is a... Okay, so a series on Disney
Prime
Plus
Disney Plus Prime
thing. Yeah. Yeah, so
Disney Extreme Plus Prime.
Yeah.
What?
That.
Okay.
Yeah. So this side note, this Disney Plus stuff, this is going to have everything on it.
Well, of course.
All the Disney stuff, all the 20th Century Fox, Disney Extreme Marvel, Plus Prime. I mean, yeah. All the Star Wars, yeah. All the things. Every single thing's going
to
be on
yeah,
there.
And it'll all you're be gonna... backdated to 1936 when the first cartoon was ever made. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think technically they own the 60s Batman now, too.
Oh, wow.
Technically. In this 20th Century Fox deal, if I'm not mistaken. Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
They've got everything. Anyway, yeah, so they've got...
Question this... what you watch. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, this show takes place several years after Return of the Jedi. A completely new character.
Okay.
He's kind of dressed a little bit like Boba Fett. He's like a bounty hunter. And in this shaky cam footage that you can find on YouTube, like, there's not like an actual, like, for real official trailer out yet, but you can be naughty, you can look at the YouTube,
you get this.
Yes, you, yeah, they say you never get this. He get it,
but you get
this. He get it. Very nice. Yeah,
very nice.
Yes, indeed. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, like that. Nice. Yeah, but with Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
And so yeah, it's almost like it's got like the grit of like a Western, almost like a Clint Eastwood almost.
Okay.
Like, this dude is so cool.
Huh.
Like, he's just like, yeah, whatever, I'm a bounty hunter, you know, like he's got that yeah. attitude about him.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like, it's the kind of stuff that you get like in between the big, you know, spaceship Flesh, stuff. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, think like episode 4 when they first meet like Han Solo and Chewbacca, and they go into, you know, the bar and, you know, the band's playing, you know?
A lot of that.
But we'll block that out because I'm sure
we'll get
a strike for that. Yeah. Yeah. But
stupid.
Yeah, like that kind of grit, you know? Like okay. The dude coming up to Luke saying like, "Hey, my friend doesn't like you." He's like, "Oh, okay." And he's like, "And I don't like you." You know, like that down and dirty,
yeah.
kind of gritty stuff.
Like in the trailer, I think they have like, "You got 4 men up against you." And he's like, "I like those up."
Yeah!
Super cool.
Yeah. It's so sweet.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. So yeah. It looks good.
It looks really good.
Check out the shaky cam footage on YouTube. Be naughty.
Don't do it.
And it takes place, years after Return of the Jedi?
Yeah. So, the Empire has fallen. They kind of touch on it.
Between episode 6 and episode 7.
They kind of touch on it in that same scene you're talking about. Yeah. They say some stuff about the Empire, you know, falling. Yeah. So, it looks like it's going to be a good watch. You know, on top of all the other stuff that's going to be on Disney Plus.
Right.
This is going to be awesome.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Mandalorian.
Yes. Yeah. Check it out if you haven't. We'll link it below in the description.
Down there.
So. Cool. Well.
Well, cool. So,
we have run out of time officially.
We did.
So.
And thank you for watching.
Thanks.
I guess we'll see you guys on another time.
Well, I guess we will.
Bye.
We'll see you at a different time.
Thank
you. Hi, I'm Troy McClure.
Thank you so much for watching. If you liked the video, hit the like button. If you want to see more videos like this, hit the subscribe button. And make sure that you hit that bell icon so that you're up to date with all the videos. If you want to see any other videos, we got some over here in the links. You can check those out.
Or you can type them into the search bar.
That too.
Yeah.
See ya.
Adios.